I'm Sheila Brummer with Siouxland Public Media News. Health officials in Dakota County announced the deaths of four more people due to COVID-19 complications. Specific information about the individuals who died will not be released. The health department also added 14 additional cases for more than 3,500. 56 people have died in Dakota County during the pandemic. Even with the added deaths, Nebraska further relaxed the state's social distancing restrictions because the number of people hospitalized with the coronavirus has continued to fall. The new rules that will take effect tomorrow will allow indoor gatherings up to 75% of a building's capacity, up from 50% now, and the restrictions on elective surgeries will also be lifted. Rules requiring people at bars and restaurants to remain seated will also be eliminated. Another 15 people in Iowa have died due to complications of the coronavirus. There were also 2,000 confirmed infections in a 24-hour period. Health officials in South Dakota are urging people to take precautions during the holidays, saying gatherings threaten to undo the state's recent success in slowing infections. However, the state this month has still reported the nation's highest rate of deaths per capita. And we're getting a white Christmas courtesy of a winter storm. Blizzard warnings posted for all of Siouxland due to the snow, strong winds, and bitter cold until 9 o'clock tonight. The weather is also creating treacherous travel conditions. The National Weather Service's Sioux City is expected to receive 3 inches of snow. Other spots in the region will get even more. And the winter storm also prompted the mayor of Sioux City to issue a snow emergency. For Siouxland Public Media News, I'm Sheila Brummer. Stay safe and warm today, and thanks for listening.